Officials debated the urgency of passing a 2.3 millage on the August ballot. City officials say the millage will allow the city to more quickly pay down debt from the Water Street redevelopment project. Stephen Pierce is the founder of Stop City from Increasing Taxes, a citizens group opposed to the Water Street millage.
And so I'm running into, and we're all running into, a lot of undecided voters. And they're torn because we care very deeply about this community. We love Ypsilanti. It's our home. It's our city. It's where our businesses are. It's where our families are. And we don't want to see us fail. But we also have to look and say, is this the right thing? Is a tax increase the right thing for the success and the sustainability of Ypsilanti?
Pierce may have convinced some potential Ypsilanti residents. Joni Recker works in downtown Ypsilanti. She's looking for a house closer to work, but she says the city's property taxes are already too high.
I plan to vote no. I do think that even though the millage is going to, they're saying that it's going to be a wash, I don't believe that it's a wash because if you have the opportunity to lower your taxes, it's not a wash.
The debate is only one of many public events the city will hold to push passage of the millage before August. Mayor Amanda Edmonds says the city's financial health depends on it.
We would not have supported this as a council if it was a tax increase, but there is no net tax increase, and people are saying, oh, okay, yeah, we'll deal with the thing that's pulling us down, not increase our taxes. That's a win-win. And that's the response that we're hearing from a lot of people. They get that we need to deal with this thing, whoever caused, whenever, wherever. It's here. We can't deny it's here. And we've been tasked by the voters to put a plan in place to move forward. And this is we've looked at any and every opportunity, and this is the best plan.
Ypsilanti voters will decide whether to pass the millage on the August ballot. Amanda LeClaire, 89.1 WEMU News.